He has to go on the other side of the line. Too much audacity. Saying, but it says Vaishnava Thakur Tamara Kukurai. Waiting to hear the Shivananda Sen pastimes. Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. The question from Mahavirya Das, and the question is telling a relative truth at the expense of the absolute truth a lie?
I mean, what comes to mind is lying relatively for the absolute cause, that's good. I was told Yudhisthira Maharaj, who's cannot lie, he's so honest, and so they need something to come from his non-lying lips, and some hesitation on his part. But Krishna, omniscient, knowing everything, this is during Kurukshetra war. You know, Ashwatthama is a valiant fighter on the opposition. And if Yudhisthira will say that Ashwatthama is dead, it will be so disheartening to the other side. It will crush them. Psychological blow is also part of warfare, for sure. He is hesitating, but remember the Ashwatthama. There's also an elephant that died. So he can say, Ashwatthama is dead. In his mind, he's saying, the elephant, an elephant is dead. But they're hearing Ashwatthama, the valiant warrior, is dead. And it's dealing a blow to them, their morale. A very, you know, a real strong blow. So Krishna, one of Krishna's tricks, we find after the Battle of Kurukshetra, in the immediate aftermath, that Krishna tells Arjuna quickly to get down from the chariot. And he gets down from the chariot, and the chariot explodes. And Krishna explains, actually, one of these weapons during the war, it was a direct hit, but I delayed the reaction. Many things. But what was it? It was about relative truth?
Relative truth at the expense of the absolute truth. Is it a lie or not?
No, it's worse than a lie. I mean, I'm talking in theory here. If someone has something very specific in mind and they're telling me something very general and they're shocked at the answer, what do you expect? The absolute truth means Krishna. It's not, and like a Socratic or dialogue of, you know, Plato, they're talking about beauty and virtue and it's not like that. The truth is Krishna. So we sacrifice the relative for Krishna. And the Indra Mohan Govardhan, where there's this saying, you know, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, render to God what is God's, right? About how normally one should proceed and how you have to deal with the secular world and then internal culture. Again, we're talking spiritual theory here. What we learn in this pastime is Caesar's share should also go to Krishna. render to God what is Caesar's. That's Krishna Lila. It's superior to mundane morality and rationale. So, still, Gurudev, I mean, if I try to support, again, this is so nebulous, but to try and support that, Gurudev will point out, just like gold, there's 24 karat gold. You know, it's soft. So they don't generally make jewelry, bangles, earrings, ornaments, out of just 100% pure 24 karat gold, because it bends. So they use some alloy. There's some mixture of something else there to give it strength in application. So sometimes Gurudev would make reference to that, that in the promotion of Krishna consciousness, sometimes alloy has its use. Guru Maharaj says, the motto of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Pujala Raghava Gaurava Bhange Matala Sarujana Vishayarange, Pujala, Raghapat, like puja, Raghapat, Raghamarg, that path of Radhadasyam, Brajagopi is Radharani, and all the Raghabhakta, Vatsalya, Sakya, etc. That's puja, worshipable to us. That which is worshipable is always, like recently, the altar was made higher, and I think everyone is happy with that. Because we don't like to be looking down. So the deity was made higher. So always, what is worshipable is kept in a high place. Why people are touching things to their head. And everywhere that principle is there. Right? But so, but here, Saraswati Thakur, and Guru Maharaj's parsing of this sloka is saying, Raga Marg should be kept above, not brought down into this plane. This is one of the flaws of Prakriti Sahajiyas, try to forcibly bring the Raga Bhakti, Raga Marg, down into this world. And it turns into something else along the way. Like, you always told the story of the, you know, really if you think about with the, how do you say, from the Middle East when they were coming to India, they're coming from arid countries, you know, of the date, the pistachio, those kind of things, sesame, but we understand what those are wonderful things, Turkish delight. But when they would go to India, they would find mangoes and all these different fruit. It was so exotic, heavenly, and particularly the mango. There's something about mangoes. When you have a good mango, you can taste every sweet fruit there is simultaneously in some mystical way. Gurudev said once, we're eating some mangoes in mango season. He said, when you have good mangoes, you forget everything. And then he gave the example. He said, Hanuman, when so tired in Sri Lanka, because as the legend goes, the mangoes come from Sri Lanka. How? Hanuman, he's got there very tired. Remember, he left 800 miles. That's quite a leap. From the southern tip of India to Sri Lanka. He got a running start, but you know, on mountaintops. And then jumped. So he's, and there he's very tired. And found this mango grove, and not before having tasted mango. It was one of Ravana's programs. He had some very good programs. The mango program, Stairway to Heaven, Public Works. So, and those he abandoned and took, you know, and kidnapped Sita against all good advice, even his own internal consideration. Anyway, Hanuman and that mango grove, he can't believe how wonderful they are. And he's taking one mango after another and he's spitting the seeds, and such is his power. The seeds are landing in different parts of India. So minimum 800-mile shot. They're going landing in India. But they're so good that for a while, it's part of the pastime, he forgot why he was there. And therefore Gurudev said, when you have a good mango, you will forget everything. So the Persian kings, and they're hearing about these mangoes from their envoy. They send some minister there, he spends some time, and then they come back and they're raving about these fruit, the mango. And the Persian king wants so much, it's, you know, awakened his appetite, his curiosity, he wants so much to taste them. And they're saying, well, we tried to bring them here, but the journey is so long and they go rotten along the way. So, oh, but so much I want to taste. And he's like, I understand. Saying how to give him that taste. So he makes a mixture, like turmeric, tamarind, honey, different things, and he makes that mixture, and then he puts it in his beard and tells him, suck my beard. And the king is, you know, now you know what is mango. So there's a, what is the parallel? Take this divine substance. What to speak of mangoes? Take this, try and take this divine substance from the upper realm and bring it forcibly into this plane. That's the, now you know what is mango. They, and they said, and did he say? Plodding in the mud of misconception and thinking they are swimming in the divine waters of Radhakunda, which are not only Chinmoy, but are, Guru Maharaj once said, Radharani in liquid form, if you can conceive of such a thing. So, Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhanga, he's saying, so that divine substance, Mahaprabhu says, na prema gandasti darapi mehoro. I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema, what to speak of a drop. And what does he tell us? Jambu nadahim. Forget the line. But that means there are legendary rivers of gold in the heavenly planets. And saying Krishna prema's like that. It's not a thing of this world. It's legendary, but it, you know, it's a substance that's flowing in another world, but not in this plane. So to try and bring it down here is a mistake. So Saraswati Thakur is saying, from this position, worship that. Keep it in the higher position as worshipable. And what will be our posture? Gaurava Bhange, as Gurudev said, with a bowed head, folded palms. That's namanta eva, namaha. Always folded palms, a bowed head, to approach that plane, offering the highest aspect of ourselves to the least aspect of that plane. Matala sarujana bishayarange, bishayarange, bishaya could be misunderstood, so Srila Gurudev, when they were going to put on the mat, on the different ornament places on the mat, he said, I want to put kirtanarange, so the people will not misunderstand. Gurudev said, yes, you can do. But Saraswati Thakur's expression was vishayarange. Vishaya normally means mundane. It seems to say, or it could be misread as, and they delight in the mundane. No, but Guru Maharaj, I think what it means is they're employing the what is apparently mundane and lower in service to the higher plane. That they're doing. We're doing. All of this. When Saraswati Thakur, and we're the sadhus. You can see even these Buddhist monks walking down the street, no shoes, in the morning. Right? In India, the sadhus, they're not wearing any shoes or taking any sort of vehicle transportation. And Saraswati Thakur said, and I'm on parikrama in Vrindavan in a motor car. And I've mentioned that when I heard a lecture of Prabhupada, he was saying how degraded people have become in the modern world. And he said, and these of like, as if they're of equal value. He said, now everyone is womanizer, drunkard, motor car driver. Saraswati Thakur said, I'm in Radha Kunda, I'm on Brajamandal Parikrama in a motor car. And you can see there's a famous picture. Tirtha Maharaj is driving, Saraswati Thakur and Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu, they're in the back. So he's employing that. And they're using the printing press. Now we're using the internet. And other, you know, types of digital technology, digital media. So, under the principle of Rupa Goswami's sloka, where he says, "Anashaktasya Vishayan Yutaham Upayunjitaha Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Uchite," when he calls Yukta Vairagya, he's saying real Vairagya means to use everything in the service of Krishna, not to deny the possibility of using something in the service of Krishna because it is mundane. So if you say everything I've said thus far is all where we're making a relative adjustment for the absolute, we're willing to have some connection with the relative of the mundane in service to the absolute. But to say, to promote the relative at the expense of the absolute, that's the opposite of Krishna culture. We're interested in the absolute truth. Really, the stalwart position is anything less than the absolute truth is undesirable from the point of view of the devotees. Even lesser forms of the absolute truth have no appeal to them. What to speak of relative truth? And just since Mahaprabhu appeared recently and we're thinking of his pastimes, and when, because his brother Bishwarup was hearing philosophy from Advaita Acharya, Satchimata Mata thought that that's what influenced him to give up the world at such a young age. And he took sannyas and left. And her fear was that the same thing that would happen to Nimai. And Jagannath Mishra, his father, was thinking also, yes, he'll hear this philosophy like Gurudev told at time in London while everything was being packed and prepared for his flight to Latin America. When he told me, he said, how happy he was in Bhamanpur. And he said, but then the representative of Guru Maharaj came, he said, talking this nonsense. Your mother is nothing, your father is nothing, this world is nothing, you have to give it up. So Jagannath Mishra Sachi, they're thinking, Nimai, by studying, he's going to see what it says in the books about material existence, material life. And because he is so perfect and pure, under the influence of that, he'll also take sannyas, he'll leave home, and that will kill us. So Jagannath Mishra forbids him to continue his studies. I mean, temporarily. But at one point, the argument is made before Nimai Pandit that how, if he doesn't get some sort of gainful occupation, how will they survive? How will the family go on? And this occurs later in a similar way with regard to the family of Srivas Thakur. But Nimai Pandit himself says that it has nothing to do with occupation or occupational qualifications. It's all the will of Krishna. And as he is telling his devotees, as he's gradually revealing his divinity to them and entering the Bhakta Bhav, but he's saying, like, when they're upset, they're having the nocturnal kirtans at the house of Srivas Thakur, the local atheists are upset, and they're thinking there's going to come an extreme reaction from the Muslims. They're trying to find some way to stop it. And they're very paranoid, and they're starting rumors. And there's something, the rumors, the king sending some of his representatives by boat, and they're going to take Srivas Thakur and maybe arrest everybody. And Mahaprabhu is telling him that, he's saying, you know, like, innumerable universes come out of the pores of my skin. Not even him directly, but Mahavishnu, right? Lomad, what is that verse? Yes, Yaika. Jivanti Loma Vilija Jagadandanata. As we have hairs coming out of our pores, then universes come out of the pores of the Lord's form like golden eggs. Innumerable universes. Saying, I maintain, his name is Vishwambar, incidentally. Means who maintains the universe, the universe's everything. The universal maintainer. This, you know. And Gita says, Pita hamasya jagato mata data pita maha. He's the grandfather, the mother, the father, the everything. So he's saying, so don't worry about that. I've got it covered. Right? If someone takes to the path of devotion, we say Krishna has their back. Gopti tve baran. So, always the part of Sharanagati is the devotees dependent upon Krishna for everything. And, oh, I was saying, even other forms of, what to speak of the relative truth, right? Other forms of the absolute truth are not appealing to our Guru Varga. What is the evidence when, we know Krishna, it's inexplicable and sometimes hard to digest or fathom, but why he removes himself from his devotees. It's just hard. As when, with Nityananda Prabhu, we think when Hadai Pandit and Padmavati is, they're so happy. Nityananda's like, he makes everyone happy. What a playmate to have with all his friends playing Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, all these pastimes. Told Hadai Pandit was so afraid of losing Nityananda Prabhu. He said he would look at him 100 times a minute. There's 60 seconds in a minute. 100 times, like, he's afraid, like, if I don't see him for a second, what could happen? Right. Same Padmavati. There, this is how intense, how attached they are to Nityananda Prabhu. And a sannyasi comes visiting. Hari Pandit is so happy to receive him. They take care of him, take him prasadam, everything, and they have more than one child, but, and they're saying, is there anything else we can do for you? Any way we could serve you? And he said, well, actually, I'm visiting the holy places, and I don't have, it's hard to get a good assistant. So I'm thinking that boy, your son, he could assist me, and he'll get to go to all these holy places. And Hadai Pandit, he can't possibly express how he feels, but he said, like, if he is his body, Nityananda is the air inside his body. He's saying, this will kill me. It will kill my wife, Padmavati. But I can't deny this request. And he approaches Padmavati and says, what should I do? And this is inconceivable. She said, I accept whatever is your decision. And Hari Pandit returns and with a bowed head and full of sorrow and presents Nityananda to that sannyasi. And they leave. And we thought Hari Pandit doesn't eat, sleep, or breathe for 3 months. Or move. He's so devastated at the loss of Nityananda Prabhu. And the devotees who have visited Eka Chakra, they know there's one pond there called Hadai Kund. It says from the tears of Hadai Pandit, this kund was produced. So why these sort of pathetic, in the pathos sense of the word, are there only to make their love greater, deeper? It's inconceivable. But Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they're also feeling separation from one another. Nityananda Prabhu biding his time, waiting for Guru Hari to come out, is in his early pastimes. When he comes back from Gaya and starts telling the students, every word means Krishna. That's another way to look at the relative. Everything means Krishna. Right? When the news spreads to Advaita Acharya, he says, his avatar has come. He's descended. He must be in his late teens by that time, early 20s. But then Advaita Acharya says, he's descended. And you think, for that purpose. He's been there for some time and playing in different ways. When he asks, he's in divine state of manas and asks Gadadhar Pandit, he's crying, where is Krishna? Please tell me how to find Krishna. Where is Krishna? And he thinks, Gadadhar Pandit, can I, please tell me, where is Krishna? And Gadadhar Pandit said, Krishna is in your heart. And he tears his shirt up and starts tearing his chest. And Gadadhar speaks in a very comforting, pleasing way, and he desists from that. And Sachi Mata thinks of Gadadhar and saying, what a wonderful boy. And asks Gadadhar that never separate from him. You should always be with him to protect him from this kind of behavior. So when Krishna, the separation is so intense, right? What sort of love is in the heart of those devotees? Prati anga lage kande prati anga more. Who can reciprocate the sort of love they have? So we're told when Krishna's playing with Braja Gopis, he hides himself in a kunja. And then from a distance, some of the devotees, oh, there's Krishna. They see him, who can't tolerate the blinking of an eye. Atatikananam tutiryukayate tamapashyatam kutilakuntalam shimukam dite yara udikshatam shimukam pakshmakridrasham yatati kananam. Anyway, they're cursing Brahma for making eyes that blink. And they say, there is Krishna. And they all start running toward Krishna. And Krishna, wanting to tease them, he pushes out two more arms. And so when they arrive, they see Narayan, Vishnu. And they're, Namo Narayan. I think Vishnu is also inconceivably beautiful, majestic, God himself. He is Krishna up to a point. And what Rupa Goswami says, rago daya kunchati, the rag, pujala rag, that sort of rag that should remain above is worshipable. Kunchati, it's their heart sentiments are crushed. It's a crushing disappointment to discover who they thought was Krishna is Narayan. So even other forms of the absolute truth cannot satisfy them. And Kurukshetra, Radharani, on behalf of the Braja Gopis, is expressing, again, their disappointment with Dwaraka Krishna. He's Krishna. But Dwaraka Krishna means not in the cowherd dress, not the like peacock feather and the flute and that Krishna, their Krishna. Their Krishna cannot be absent as paraphernalia. And they're saying, he's a king, no flute, in the dress of a king, surrounded by so many ministers and others. And Radharani, on behalf of Brajagopi, expresses some disappointment. After all these years of separation, who can't tolerate the blink of an eye, that moment separation? Some disappointment. They want him to come back to Vrindavan and be Shyama Sundar Krishna. Shyama Gopa Roop. So, but Guru Maharaj will say, with regard to the relative is there and must be there. But the devotees, they're always adjusting the relative position to bring it in consonance with the absolute. That's the culture of Krishna consciousness, actually. That's progressive. Convert what is apparently non-Krishna into Krishna. Because ultimately, there is only Krishna. So when the local boys are hurling insults and dirt clods at Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he traces that movement back to the central conception of the infinite and saying, it's you, Krishna, who are, you're the one through them calling the names and throwing things. He doesn't get on a big ego trip about, you know, do you know who I am? No, he's saying, I know who you are. Through these local agents, it's Krishna. Ha ha. Funny, the names, the throwing. I know how to deal with you. I go to Maya Yashoda and she will. So what's the truth of the matter? We will say, the truth is the angle of vision of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. That's the real truth. Whatever else is going on is ignorance. Nimai Pandit teaching that to his students, the three levels of interpretation. And always favoring the highest adjustment. So Guru Maharaj, one of his themes is absolute consideration, relative consideration. When in the Gita sloka where it says swadharme nidanam shreya paro dharmo byavaha, it's early on in the Gita and Krishna telling Arjuna, you know, stay one sort of stay in your position, to follow another's path may be dangerous, so it's better to stay in your position. And Guru Maharaj is very honest and candid about his, how he reacted to reading slokas, hearing these concepts. He said, when I heard that, I was disappointed. Stay in your position. Don't take the risk, you know, could be dangerous. And he said, but later, when I heard the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmam parichaja mam ekam sharanam braja, and ahang tvang sarva papyebhyo mokshaya shami masuja, give up everything and surrender to me, come to me direct. Guru Maharaj said, then I got some encouragement. And it allowed him to revisit the earlier sloka and adjust it. And he said, why are you being told to remain in your position and not to take the risk of leaving it? He said, because the idea is by remaining in your position that you should make progress. That's the, it's not to remain in a static position, but you remain in your position to gradually make progress. But if it comes to the point where by remaining in your position, not only are you not making progress, but you're going down, so then you may take the risk. So when Krishna is the target, devotion to Krishna, is the end result, then we're adjusting things in the proper way. What Guru Maharaj calls the end carrying current, two currents, one going, what is that word? There's like centrifugal and centripetal. Centripetal means going towards the center, right? And centrifugal means like, yeah. So it's like the centrifugal current, it's like throwing, you're getting thrown to the outside. Centripetal means the end carrying current that's going towards the center. That's the devotional line. Any other question?
There is another question from Mahavira Das, online question. Mahaprabhu is freely distributing spontaneous love of God. He has brought it down and wants it distributed. Why is it so scarce in the world?
Scarce
in the world.
Well, why are, diamonds scarce? It's a particular quality of substance. But Guru Maharaj reminds us, remember, in this world we may say, Sudurlabha Bhagavata Hiloke. It's very rare to get connection with a pure devotee proper. But Guru Maharaj reminds us, the spiritual world, everyone there is a Mahabhagavata. They're not in short supply. And that's, even if you accept the 3/4, 1/4 breakdown, that means the vast majority of souls are liberated souls, actually. But in this world, it's Rupa Goswami, read the book of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion. You say, in the beginning, when he's identifying what are the characteristics, attributes of Krishna bhakti, right? Which means Krishna prema, ultimately. Kleshagni subhada moksha laguta krit sandra ananda visheshatma Sri Krishna karshini chasa. Right? But where I mentioned, Sudurlabha means very rarely achieved. How high it is. If we look at the Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami, which Guru Maharaj says is really Mahaprabhu's teachings coming through Rupa Goswami. And perhaps the last verse, I think it's verse 11, where does it say, Asulabham kim punar bhakti bhajam prestali bi. It's the premaika nishta bhaktas. It's talking with regard to the holy waters of Radhakunda. So we can say in general, right, the Vaikuntha world, the southern hemisphere of the spiritual world is Vaikuntha. Going higher to Ayodhya, Ramlila, higher to Dwaraka, higher, and not just higher, but means in terms of quality of sentiments, of premic sentiments being expressed, from Dwaraka to Mathura to Vrindavan. And what does Saraswati Thakur write, quoted by Guru Maharaj in Prapanna Jivanamritam? Vrindavan ahoyate shresta govardhana shaila gandharvika giridhari jata krida koila. Higher pastimes than Vrindavan are in Govardhan. Higher than that, like our Guru Maharaj, go from Govardhan to Kusum Sarovar, collect flowers, serve in Radha Kund. So in Radha Kunda, highest pastimes. But even to show that there is gradation in everywhere and everything, Saraswati Thakur is saying, you know, Radha Kunda Tata, the banks and the waters of Radha Kunda, who we mentioned earlier, Guru Maharaj is saying, Radharani in liquid form. That means, and her type of self-giving, Atma Samarpanam, self-giving to the extremes. That's her method of worship or service. Right? So it's qualitatively, even within the devotional world, higher and superior to everything else. And what is being said in this verse of Rupa Goswami? The premaika nishta bhaktas means like Narada, Uddhava. Because we see Uddhava saying, Asamaho charanarenu jushamahangsham, expressing an aspiration for atomic presence in that plane, to be blessed with the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani and Brajagopis. Saying, what to speak of them? The preshta means the parma preshta sakis, the highest type of gopis. Saying, the waters, those pastimes and the waters of Radha Kunda are a rare achievement for them. So that said, so Mahaprabhu comes down here into this world, Bahiranga Sanghe Kore Nama Sankirtan, and with his devotees in general, he's distributing Krishna Prem through Nam Sankirtan. And his private life, Antaranga Sanghe Kore Rasa Ashvadan, he's tasting rasa with Srup Damodar. Most specifically, Srup Damodar and Ramananda. So this is, what did we say? Mahaprabhu himself said, it's like the legendary gold of heaven. It's not a thing of this world. So then what is he distributing? Yes, this thing that is not of this world, that's what he's distributing. He's making that available to everyone. But in consideration of how high and exalted it is, then you know, how many people have climbed Everest? A few, right? So we can understand that when you're talking about the highest achievement, it doesn't make the achievement any less high, but that there aren't, you know, masses of people who have acquired this. We're told, you know, read Bhagavad Gita, beginning with the Gita. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid mam veti tatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, one may be interested in spiritual culture. And out of many thousands of such persons, someone may become a mukta, a liberated soul. Koti mukta durlabh madhye ek Krishna bhakta. Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Goswami. And out of 10 million liberated souls, that's koti mukta, durlabh madhye ek Krishna, there may be one devotee of Krishna. So, in consideration of that, that there are hundreds of thousands around the world and millions of people in India who have some appreciation for Krishna consciousness and Krishna conception, that's extraordinary. So it's by the grace of Mahaprabhu that this opportunity is being extended to everyone. But how much are we willing to pay for that? In the famous sloka, Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Bhavitamati, Kriyatam Yuti Kutopi Nalabhyate, Tatra Loliam Bulyam Ekalam Janmakoti Sukriter Nalabhyate. You won't get this 10 million births of just doing the right thing. What does there have to be? Loliam, genuine hunger or hankering. Gurumar says, it's interesting, another word I was surprised that was within his vocabulary. He said, what is the word? No haggling over the price. He is that word. He said, you know, if this is the value, you don't haggle over the price. But what is that price? Called hunger, hankering. That has to be something genuine. When Shyamananda Prabhu asked Guru Maharaj, he said, then how to acquire this hunger? If that's the key, that you have this genuine hunger, hankering, how to acquire that hunger? Guru Maharaj said, associate with the hungry. By associating with them, they'll awaken that hunger within you. So even for mundane achievement, we see that people like the Olympians, the Olympic pursuit of a gold medal dictates their lifestyle, their diet, their love life, everything. Right? Everything's geared toward this one achievement. It means they'll have to wake up early in the morning and do their, training. You know, whatever the field, it's always it will dictate every aspect of their life, including what their diet is, when they go to bed, when they rise, how much social life they can have, everything for this pursuit. And knowing that only one person will get the gold medal. And if you say to all the others who didn't get the gold medal, do you think the last 4 years, all the training, was a waste of time? They go, no. They'll say something like, I was happy to compete. Right? They can say that about the Olympics and mean it. Say, no, it's not dependent upon whether you get the gold medal or not. They're saying, I'm in love with this sport, so I don't consider that I wasted my time. They can say that and feel it genuinely about, so I'm not mocking them, I'm admiring them, because I think it's real, relatively speaking. Back to question number one. But so, as Guru Maharaj alluded, a similar type example, I just modified a little bit for modern consumption, but research scientists, they're studying, they want to get a cure for cancer. Right? They've been working on this for 100 years? At least. Right? Some people, they've dedicated the major part of their adult lives to this pursuit. They wake up every day. Sometimes they wake up in the middle of the night, and write something down, an idea about it. They've been doing this for 100 years, going to the best schools, spending all their time, obsessed with finding a cure for cancer. And they haven't found a cure yet. But if you told those people, do you think that, all of that study and school and all the time you put into this was a waste of your time and energy? They'll go, no. If I contributed even, remotely to moving, the needle on this, I consider it's so high, it's so noble, It's worth all of it, worth all the so-called failure. And again, I'm not mocking them. I'm expressing admiration. So they can feel that way about cancer research or Olympians training for that. So what if someone says that the pursuit of Krishna consciousness is so high, so noble? Yeah, but you know, you didn't get it, did you? Do you consider that that was a waste of time? All the time and energy you put into, you know, Krishna culture. And by your own admission, and we hear even great Vaishnavas are saying they're not Krishna conscious. They have your ultimate, you know, personification, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, no prema gandasti dharapi. I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna prema. What to speak of a drop? But wait, someone is saying, no, he came, he descended in the world to distribute that substance to everyone. So then we're perplexed. He says he didn't have a scent of the fragrance, that, what to speak of a drop of that substance. And Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is saying, Vishwam Gauru Se Magnam Sparsho Pima. You flooded the universe with Krishna Prem and Gaur Prem too. So we can conclude then that those who have some real appreciation for this, even the remotest connection and the remotest possibility of its attainment is a thrill, is inspiring, right? For all the effort that will be put into that culture. It could be lifetimes. If you understand what it is, they're very happy to have that awareness or that consciousness. And whether it's this lifetime, 100 lifetimes, 1,000 lifetimes, janma koti sukritayana labhyate, it's all right. When Srila Saraswati Thakur was giving second initiation, mantra dika to someone, and Guru Maharaj was there, and the person left and went outside, and they could still hear them. They're like discussing with another initiate. And they're Sanskritians. They know some Sanskrit, of course, raised in that culture. And this line about pushpaban, you know, flower arrows. They're wondering, what is that meaning there? And it's within earshot of Saraswati Thakur. And Guru Maharaj said he turned them in and had this look on his face of such great disappointment. Like those Braja gopis who discovered Narayan in the bushes. They're really disappointed. And he said, I've been trying to, it says flower, but you know, offer flowers to the holy body of Krishna. He said, for so long, but as yet I am unsuccessful. And Guru Maharaj said, it was as if he was saying that, you know, lifetimes, millions of lifetimes, and as yet I am unsuccessful. Then we could think, oh my God, that's the leader? He's saying that? What hope is there for us? But when Guru Maharaj hears that, what is his reading and understanding? That Krishna consciousness is so high, so noble, so compelling, that after millions of lifetimes of not achieving, one cannot give up the pursuit. What sort of thing is that? Most things, after a certain amount of time, we call it quits. I think this, millions of lifetimes, so compelling, so attractive, can't give it up. That's why Rupa Goswami is saying in his sloka, if you want to remain attached to the things within your temporary field of vision, don't go to see Govinda on the banks of the Jamuna, on the Keshi Ghat, the moonlight shining. It's too intoxicating. It'll ruin everything for you. You won't be able to forget that. Lifetime after, you won't be able to forget. So, what it points to is the good fortune, which is the grace of our Guru Varga. What they have, the opportunity they've extended us. Sometimes Gurudev would like look at us and he would start to smile and say, shake his head and say, you don't know how wonderful your future is. He does. He can see that, our serving potential. And he knows inevitably it will be expressed. And the sloka Gyane Priyasam Udapasan Manteva, which is Tanestita Shruti Kadam Tanavan Manobir. Whatever your position is, begin hearing from Krishna's agent, someone who really has some love and affection for Krishna. It's infused in what they say. I read this one purport of Prabhupada and it was so beautiful and mysterious and insightful. I had to read it several times to be sure that I wasn't hallucinating what I was reading. And Prabhupada said, is in the fourth canto and about Krishna Katha. And he said, when the pure devotees speak about Krishna, he said, the saffron mercy particles of the lotus feet of Krishna are infused in their voice. So when you hear their voice, the saffron mercy particles of the lotus feet of Krishna enter your heart. So Guru Maharaj says, once that has happened, the experts say, today or tomorrow, it's just a matter of time. And the devotees who understand just a glimpse of this prospect, their happiness is knowing that we're going in the right direction. They're not interested in so-called achievement. Dealing with the infinite. There at Gurudev, it's given by Srivad Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj and Religion of the Heart collection of Srila Gurudev's talks about the effects of Shamanam upon in the ear of Srimati Radharani, from who is it, either Vidyapati or Chandidas. And the point is made there, no amount of association with Krishna will ever be satisfying. One will always be left in a position of hankering. So, if we understand, that means there's hope in our present position, because the only realistic position for us at present is hankering and separation. So how wonderful that is, something that's actually relevant to our present situation. So it's rarely achieved by Brahma, Shiva, Uddhava, Narada. Have to start thinking in a different way about that. Doesn't say never. That's what Mahaprabhu is distributing. Anarpita charim chirat kornayavatirna kalo. Samar payatam unataldrala rasam swabhakti sriyam. Hari purita sundar dyuti kadamba sandipita. Sadahridaya kandare spuratu vasachinandana. Believe what Rupa Goswami says. And be happy to be even remotely connected with Krishna consciousness. And the Vaishnava, Kripam Buddhi Yat Paraduka Duki, that's why the only sadness for the Vaishnava is saying, oh, people do not, and forgetfulness or the absence of this divine substance, and see them suffering. Sarasvati Thakura said, when they're sleep dreaming of so much, like, just insanity, basically, then you wake up and more insanity until you go to sleep again. Dvaita Dvaita Badri Dvaita Dvaita Badra Sab Manudharm A Bal A Mandu A Sab Brahm. Charitamrita, I'm saying Badra Abhadra means good or bad in this world. It's all a dream. It's all a mistake. So saying it's good or bad is like a dream. Good or bad, it's a dream. No substance there. So in this world of no substance, to, by the grace of our Guru Varga, come in connection with genuine Krishna conscious substance, how fortunate we are. And as Gurudev was saying, you don't know. But I was saying, but Maharaj, you do. And that gives me some hope. But you and Guru, I believe you and Guru Maharaj. I can't see it if I look at myself. I am acquainted with this ill-conceived self. But you say, I have some prospect. You and Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada, you all say, we have some prospect. We believe it. It must be true. So our faith is in the vision of the Vaishnavas. And they see us in terms of our serving potential, which is our reality potential. Muktir hidvanyata rupam swaropena vivastiti. Hare Krishna. Hare, hare, what?
There was a just short message from Praneshwari Didi.
From, she's from where? China?
No, according to Avatar, she doesn't look Chinese. I don't know where is she from.
Okay, well, you
Praneshwari Didi. I am. Jai Nitai, humble pranams, Maharaj. Thank you so much for sharing all this nectar in a way we can readily understand we need every day. May heavens keep blessing you with health and realizations.
Hare Krishna. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo Yadavaya Madhava Kesavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Simadusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Garadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath Echai Gochai Kori Charana Vandan Jaha Hoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Chai go chai dar mui taro das Tansa vada padareno mora panchagras Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanevas
Janome, janome more abilas. Chai go chai jabe braje koilo vas. Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash. Anande bolo hari bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtan Koe Naratamada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiu Ki Jai.